foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
It is 7 p.m. now.
And time for your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. National news first, and prosecutors have opened an investigation into a 40-year-old Polish man following a violent early morning attack on the Grand Rue on the 17th of August. The suspect faces charges of robbery, violent assault, rape and attempted murder. The victim did escape the assault and flagged down a police patrol, leading to the suspect's immediate arrest. The government has expressed strong scepticism towards Belgium's proposed annual motorway vignette set for 2027. Mobility Minister Yuriko Bakas urged Walloon authorities to exempt the border region. Bakas warned the tax risks devastating cross-border commuter traffic, shifting congestion to minor roads and harming regional commerce. Luxembourg's city alderman Patrick Goldschmidt spoke with RTL this morning and outlined major housing and mobility goals to manage urban growth. Key plans include transforming Hollerich to create 50% residential housing and boosting private rental investments. For mobility, the city completed critical tram extensions while prioritizing expanded cycling infrastructure and increased carpooling over local vehicle traffic. In international news, a UK court has ordered Prince Harry and six other high-profile figures to pay an initial £9.5 million after they lost their privacy case against the publisher of British tabloid The Daily Mail. The court said the group, who lost their unlawful information gathering and privacy invasions claim against the Associated Newspapers Limited, must make the payment within a week. Bolivian President Rodrigo Paz has fired his economy minister today after legislators voted to remove him for failing to appear before Congress to answer questions about his handling of a severe economic crisis. The Ebola outbreak raging in the Democratic Republic of Congo is growing exponentially, with more than 2,500 deaths recorded and half of those in the last 20 days. The Ebola outbreak is already the biggest in the country's history and is spreading faster than any of the deadly virus on record. Sports now, and Mercedes driver George Russell will be on pole position for Saturday's sprint race at the Dutch Grand Prix, setting the fastest qualifying lap time ahead of current world champion Lando Norris. Midfielder Leandro Paredes has been banned for 10 international games and fined $90,000, while several other Argentina players receive bans and fines for their part in clashes with Spain players at the World Cup final. In addition, Argentina has been ordered to play their next two home matches behind closed doors, though one match of that sanction is suspended. And finally, England cricket polished off the tail enders of Pakistan with little problem this afternoon to win the first test at Headingley by an innings and 103 runs. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Looking at the weather now, it is pretty miserable out there for the moment with thick clouds and pouring rain. Things should clear up this evening for a while though, perhaps even with some sunshine before the rain returns. The temperature has already dropped to around 15 degrees and it will hit a low of 12 overnight. Tomorrow will again be a mixture of sunshine and overcast conditions, although it should remain dry.